questions for you here.
I'm not sure I have all the answers on this one, if I know where you're going with this.
It is the Ro Contra with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN Chicago. And okay, so there was a story. Now, just explain this to me. It's like more of an editorial, right? It's mm-hmm. not really a story. It's a think piece by Nicole Hong, who writes. What was this in? Even
I think, do we know? Was it the Wall Street Journal? I believe. Yeah. About how cargo shorts nearly ruined a marriage.
11-year marriage, 15 pairs of cargo shorts. Those are the numbers, and apparently. This guy, 35-year-old guy, Dane Hansen, Pleasant Grove, Utah, just living his life in his cargo shorts.
He's just going about his business and had no idea.
He's down to one pair of cargo shorts now. He guards them very closely. He's hidden all the rest of them where she can't find them because his wife, Ashley, 30 years old, no longer will allow him to wear them. Only when she's not around.
And she doesn't like the look of him at all. She's just, this is not the look I want for him.
And as he has gone around, and he'll look in the garbage, and he's throwing out the garbage, and all of a sudden his cargo shorts in the garbage. And he picks them right back out, and he goes, "Hey, I want my cargo shorts." And she's like, "You can't have your cargo shorts. I want my cargo shorts."
I didn't realize this was such an issue, but the Wall Street Journal interviewed woman after woman after woman who had said that, "I just can't stand when my husband wears the cargo shorts." One said he has a denim version. I can't stand. She made her husband return them.
Jorts?
Yeah, jorts. That's the problem, I think, for some women. They don't like that.
Yeah, the jorts are not a good
look. That's really
bad.
Yeah,
that's not a good look. All right, I'll give you the jorts, but only in the blue, right? Because you could, like, do green cargo shorts, right? That are kind of denim-y.
Like military fatigues or something.
Yeah, right?
I just don't understand all the pockets. And sometimes they have those little rubber bandy things that go in each pocket in case you have tools that you might need to carry that
just
are
in case.
Strange sizes
all
over the short. Like, you'd never use those ever.
All right. Now, I got to say that, I've been a little unlucky at love. That's all I'm going to say. That's how I'm going to put it. I've been married twice. Mm-hmm. Not currently married. Not currently engaged or anything. I'm just, mm-hmm. I'm an unlucky in love kind of guy at the moment.
All right.
Now, do you think cargo shorts are the reason for that? Because I happen to like the cargo shorts.
You do wear cargo shorts in your downtime.
I do wear.
You show up in your cravat and your full suit for work, but on weekends,
that's right. I will wear cargo shorts. I had cargo shorts in Cleveland and Philadelphia that I would wear only in the mornings. I didn't wear them to work or anything, but when I'd get up before we'd go to the conventions or whatever, I'd have to run and get coffee or whatever, I put on cargo shorts because you never know when you need an extra pocket.
That's the part of it I just think is funny. But I think I don't have any problem with cargo shorts whatsoever. I think they're just a nice casual look for a guy. They look good on guys, I think, in general. But I just think the whole pocket thing is kind of...
The khaki cargos, too, those are...
You don't like them, Violetta?
Is that what did it? Is that why I'm single? Is that what happened?
The green one's okay, but khaki?
Bro, I'm single, too, and I haven't worn cargo shorts in, 3 or 4 years.
So it's not the cargo shorts. Now, are you opposed to cargo shorts because you're... What happened to you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just...
Because you love them. Guys love them because they're utilitarian.
I don't know why I stopped wearing them, to be honest. I used to wear them all the time, and then I went strictly, just your basic khaki shorts. Actually, I discovered this summer, and I'd highly recommend it. It's like a linen material short, breathable, phenomenal for the summer. I highly recommend it.
Doesn't wrinkle?
A little, but you just get a quick little iron in there.
Mm-hmm. Do I carry an iron? Oh, I could
in your
my cargo shorts.
In your cargo shorts.
Yes. Hold on, I got an iron down here. What is so wrong? Why do women no longer want to mate with men who have cargo shorts? What's going on there?
You know what's worse than cargo shorts?
Huh.
Cargo shorts with flip-flops. Yeah. Guys should just not wear flip-flops.
Well, when you're dressed down at a barbecue, I get it. But if you're...
I don't think guys should be allowed to wear flip-flops either.
It's weird that their toes are being separated by the little thong.
The little thong thing?
It's too weird.
I got to tell you, I can't wear those anyway because it hurts.
Me too. They hurt me too.
Flip around and tripping on yourself.
Yeah, I don't like that.
They need to redesign the flip-flop.
Yeah. Now, I had the cover over flip-flop.
The little band that goes across
the,
your
the
toes.
The band that goes across, right? Yeah, I had the Adidas one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Those are okay?
Mm-hmm. But not with the cargo shorts.
I also had the Oakley. Now with the cargo shorts. What were those with then?
Gym shorts, bathing suit bottoms.
Yeah, bathing suit. Yeah, I did that. Bathing suit. Bottoms. Well, that's all guys have in the bottom.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I thought you guys just decide to go topless every time.
Yeah, no. I can't find a top that really fits right.
That's all of our problem.
I mean, I've tried. It's been suggested, but I've just not been able to find it.
I found that cargo shorts, I think one of the reasons, they're so heavy. Like, I'm more about the breathability in the summer. Either the golf shorts, mm-hmm. like, I don't really wear those around, but, after the round, they're comfortable, the dry fit stuff. Mm-hmm. The linen shorts, I'm all about the linen short game right now. But the cargo shorts are heavy. They're, like, 40, 50 pounds each.
Well, that's good. If you got big tools in your pocket.
Yeah. If you're lugging around the cargo.
You need a chainsaw? I got a chainsaw right here.
Your leather man.
I knew my hammer would come in handy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
At Starbucks.
Yeah, what do you put in those pockets?
Show up to your softball game, pull the bat out of the pocket. Yep.
Anybody want to see my hammer? I got these cargo mm-hmm. shorts. I got these white cargo shorts, and they've got, like, graffiti on the side of them. Is that okay?
Wait, what?
White?
You just took it to a whole nother level.
That's almost like jorts, I think.
No, that's unacceptable.
No, they got, like, a whole thing going. I don't know if it's in Japanese or something. They got something going on the side. No?
You're scaring me.
I wore those in Cleveland. I went to go get coffee in Cleveland. I didn't get arrested.
What?
I also did not get propositioned either, I don't know what was going on there.
Maybe that's for the best.
You think?
Given the crowd.
It's probably a problem. Yes, right. Given the crowd. Yeah, there. Yeah, that's actually, in Cleveland, you'd be propositioned by a guy who's like, don't tell my wife that I like this, but. Mm-hmm.
You want to sit around in your cargo shorts?
Yeah.
I've got a wide stance.
They say high demand for male escorts.
Yeah.
For men.
Yeah.
But that's what people like sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
So will this change your row? Are you going to give the other shorts a shot? Just your standard khaki shorts, maybe?
Yeah. I think over the years, I believe that I have, I've missed the subtle hint mm-hmm. by the women that have been in my life that mm-hmm. have said to me, I don't know. Are you going to wear that?
I think it can look sloppy if it's the wrong setting. So if you're going out to dinner and you're wearing the cargo shorts.
Oh, I would never. No, but
I think
like
that's
a Saturday.
Maybe, yeah, but a Saturday when you're
running
around,
errands?
I think it's like,
don't let yourself go, Ro. You got to look good all the time.
Maybe we should give the short look a try, like the Lollapalooza. See, get the underbutt going. Maybe
that'll help
us out, Ro.
I felt like I was wearing the biggest mom shorts at Lollapalooza because my shorts were actually normal length, I thought. But I go there and they were like 6 to 7 inches longer than everybody there.
All right, so what's normal length then?
Well, I mean, like where you...
Like mid-thigh?
Where your hands go down?
Not even where your hands go. It was above that. But I still, looking around at everybody at Lala, I was like, they're all showing everything.
I call those shorts you can't sit in because that's just not a good look.
Things
for
are popping out.
Yeah.
Classic underbutt.
Or if you start twerking,
underbutt.
Who knows?
Are you kidding
me?
It's talking underbutt.
About thunder thighs.
Yeah, you're lucky if it's just butt at that point.
Oh gosh.
I've seen that. I'm telling you are not leaving my house like that.
No.
And I don't even know. I have nobody to say that to.
I'm gonna give the underbutt a try.
For the male version?
Why not? I'll start a new trend.
For the skinny jean shorts.
What have women done to get rid of their husbands' or boyfriends' cargo shorts? Again, it's cargo. What about the... Okay, let me ask you this question. 312-981-7200, if anybody wants to jump in on this.
We can keep it anonymous.
Right, we'll keep exactly. Now, what about the cargo shorts that don't have, like, the puffy pockets?
See, those are better. They're like... They have the pockets on the side, but they're not puffed out. There's not, like, a whole nother... side to it. That's when it makes them heavy, when you have all that extra material.
I think Anna's right. That one little diagonal strip that's supposed to hold a hammer, mm-hmm. it's like, why are you walking around right. with those? Go in the tool shed. Go do some manly stuff by yourself.
Yeah, let me tell you something. When you need something nailed, don't call me, all right? That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm the one with the tools. I'm the one that's got the cargo shorts. I'm the one that gets... I could help you if you wanted me to, but now that you have insulted my carrier devices, I am not going to help you. Call someone else for all of your nailing and impaling and screwing needs.
You know what? I think I will.
All right. Whatever you know.
I don't ever see any guys carrying anything in those little pockets. It's just there.
All right, so keys. There's only, you know, keys. Earbuds.
Yeah, but that's in your normal pocket, like right by, you know, your upper thigh, right? Isn't that where you put that?
No.
You put them in all the pockets?
I spread it around? I spread it. When I'm wearing the cargo shorts, I spread it around. I actually don't carry a lot of tools. Sometimes a tape measure. You need a tape measure? Mm-hmm. Do you need me to actually measure something? Forget it. Don't call me.
Do you ever forget which pocket you put it in, take everything out just to find your wallet?
Yeah, I've done that, yes.
Where's my phone? Check my ankle. Wait, what about the shorts that unzipper? That's great, too.
What, on the sides?
No, it's like long pants, and then you unzip them to make them short.
Oh, well, like rain pants for golf, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have those, too.
No, you don't.
I do, for golf. I would not wear those anywhere else, I don't think.
Hey, babe, can you zipper up my pants? I can't.
Do you mind making my shorts into long pants for me? Thank you. can you reach around back? I can't get to the back.
It's getting a little...
I love when you unzipper the lower half of my pants.
Yeah, well, you know, there's mosquitoes and it's Zika season. Lori, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi, I love your show. I have to call in about the cargo shorts. I've been happily married for 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
My husband went to
been
a
married
golf
for 40
last
though,
year.
But okay, we go ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
23. He went to a golf tournament last year. Now he has appropriate shorts, but he wore these stupid cargo shorts. I was mortified. I like saw the picture. I even said to his boss, oh, my gosh, I can't even believe I let him out of the house like that. I went and bought him new shorts. He has these awesome. He's like, but they're polo. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. They're weird old man cargo shorts. So I got him. He wore them to a golf course. I was mortified. But I bought him these awesome Under Armour ones. And he's realized he doesn't have anything that he actually needs to carry in his pockets. And he looks thinner and younger and hipper. So
that's it.
Cargo shorts.
It's like an appearance thing. You think he looks, what, sloppy? Or you just don't like the look?
It's one thing if he's hanging out around the house. But it's just, I don't know. I mean, well, I just think they're super, like, I don't know. I think they're old man. And I always think of, I don't know. I just think they're kind of sloppy looking. Yeah.
Right,
like, these are nice. They're flat front. They are a little more fitted. You know, he's 50-ish. I'm like, you look younger and thinner. So he's all over. He played golf at a tournament yesterday, and he wore his new outfit, and his boss even commented about the new outfit that I bought him.
Oh, see, that's nice.
That's sweet.
That's it. And Lori, does he carry tools in his cargo short pockets?
No, I use the tools, not him.
Oh, interesting. All right, well, Lori, I'll just tell you this. You're Ms. Fix It. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming over to your house, and I'm not going to, you know, hang a painting or you know, fix
right.
an outlet.
So why would you need to wear cargo shorts when you came to somebody's house if you're not fixing anything or
fine? All right.
Well,
man, I just never know when they might need like some light electrical work being done. You need an outlet change? I'll do that for you.
You don't.
Soldering iron?
Soldering iron. I got the whole thing in there.
Visit. No, you're drinking. We're hanging out.
Extra beer. Carry a beer. When you go back out and when you go back out into the patio and the people want a beer, you reach right into the cargo pan.
That's a whole different conversation.
All right.
Congrats, Lori. You got your husband out of the cargo pants.
Oh, my God.
I know. And my kids are super happy, too. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Lori.
Happy family.
Thank
you.
Awesome.
All right.
Right. Happy wife, happy life, right? Okay. All right. Wait, hold on. Judy Pilak is calling us. Why is Judy Pilak calling?
Judy.
You're not going to try to get your payback for today, are you, for calling the show?
Yeah, I am, actually. And I find that cargo shorts are excellent places to carry cocktails.
Right. That's true.
Cocktails?
Yeah.
You can't, like, you mean sneak them in to some place where they wouldn't normally be allowed?
Carry them around. I might need a drink. You never know when you need a drink. I can carry a little bottle of vodka, a little glass.
Yeah.
Bottles.
A little, like the airplane bottles?
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I have a friend who takes his kids to Disney World, and he wears cargo shorts so he can fill up his cargo side pockets with airline bottles of vodka so he can keep dumping that into all the soft drinks that he buys while he's taking his kids around Disney World.
Now, that I can get behind.
See, now that's like a perfect thing. Mm-hmm. Because you got it.
Cargo shorts are good.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Judy. It's the only time Judy's ever agreed with me on anything.
Supporting you on this one, Ro. Yeah.
She's obviously somewhere on a beach laying out with a margarita and relax. She's like, I think Ro's right.
I have cargo shorts on, by the way.
I bet you look phenomenal.
Do they have Japanese writing on the side?
It's Japanese. It's very important.
You know, I'll be back at work tomorrow, and I'm going to wear my cargo shorts.
All right. Show us. Thank you, Judy. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your support. Bye. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about how great they are for transporting beer, because the beer cans fit perfectly in the side pockets.
You could almost do two. My Japanese writing ones have two.
Maybe I'll get back on the cargo shorts.
Maybe they're Pokemon cargo shorts. I should look at my shorts and see if I can find Pikachu.
I know we have to break, but we got to try to get to Rick. His point.
All right, let's do it on the other side.
Yeah, let's do it on the other side.
Rick, hold on. We'll come right back. But first, Violetta, no cargo shorts, has a WGN traffic trouble spot.
Looks a bit baggy and a schlep, but she looks great.
You're a Sherpa.
I love that. Yeah. What a great idea.
You should carry oxygen. You should make David wear cargo shorts.
Because I do have all that stuff I have to schlep around, and my purse is always so big. Put it on him. In all those little pockets. No, you just can't find them all the time.
Yep, she'll leave her purse at home, and I become it.
I love that.
There you go.
I love that idea.
All right, Sherpa Rick. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate
Sherpa
it.
Rick.
You're welcome.
There you go.
So there's a wife who loves having her husband wear them for utility reasons.
So if you're
reasons.
A guy, that's a warning to not wear them, because then you're in that position where you have to
carry
all their
stuff
around.
Where is my lipstick?
Right. I don't
know.
See,
we just pulled a guy thing, make you do something.
Yeah. I don't know. It's in my eighth pocket. Right behind my right knee.
Well, there was that list that came out about how women are screwing over men. Did you see that today?
How? I didn't see it, no.
That was actually yesterday. How women are taking advantage of men, all these things that they do to men that men don't even realize that they're being done to them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll share that list with you on the other side. That's
sounds
interesting.
Juicy.
Right. Also, why millennials have given up on sex.
Huh?
And it's not just Zika.
Speak for yourself, other millennials.
Okay, tough guy.
Are all of them married?